The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Samuel Rodriguez helps you persevere with power.
Here's what I discovered. I discovered that when your hunger is greater than your fear, nothing can stop you. I discovered that when you are driven by anointing and not by ambition, nothing can stop you. I discovered that when your integrity is greater than your influence, nothing can stop you.
Tapping into the power of hope amid the dark times in which we live.
It is exciting to talk to you when so much of what you see is so disheartening. Do not lose hope, because we have the blessed hope. And it's not just the return of Christ, it's the presence of Christ right now. I'm James, this is Betty. He told us to invite the family in the family room years ago and help them get to know the Father. Well, I promise you one thing, when I get to know the Father, I get to know His family and I love Him more. And understand how important it is for the family to be what the Father desires us to be, what Jesus prayed we would be in John 17. And if we will become that, what did He say about that kind of family? Betty, that family He refers to as the body of Christ and as His family He left as overseers. What did He say about this body, this bride? He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my bride, my body, my church. Now, that's the church that decides to come together in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, the watch care of the shepherd that always leads us in green pastures, always takes us through any valley, even the shadow of death, and will prepare a table before us in the midst of all the accusers and all who hate, and anoint our head with oil, and goodness and mercy follows us. And we meet others in the body of Christ, anointed by God, who are helping call the family together to get healthy the way Jesus prayed. One of them is my dear friend. He says, I'm like a spiritual father to him. I count that an honor, because what a son. I praise God for Sammy Rodriguez. Persevere with power. Whose power? What heaven starts, hell cannot stop. Why do we let the gates of hell prevail? Sammy, it's because we've not chosen to be what Jesus prayed we would be and the Father desires us to be, but I think the church is about to get suited up in Jesus.
We are. Again, thank you for having me. Love you both dearly. And you are. Your spiritual father is Samuel Rodriguez. Recently, James and I participated at AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys, for a great Promise Keepers event. And at the end of my sermon, I called my spiritual dad up. That place went ballistic. And they saw a viable, measurable relationship of a spiritual dad and a spiritual son saying, we're going to advance the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Powerful.
Well, I heard this great anointed man, Sammy Rodriguez, preaching on our 50th anniversary. That's right. He was preaching on the closing day. It was held at Gateway Church. The place was packed. Sammy preached with such anointing. When he got through, I walked up and said, just kneel down, Sammy. And I fell down over you and prayed a double portion anointing on you, which is exactly what happened to Elisha, which is basically what inspired this book, because that double portion is really available to all of us. You've seen it. You received it. I've watched what God's done with you. And God is using you to move mountains, to part the waters, and literally see miracles occur for the glory of God.
That day at Gateway marked my life. It changed my destiny to a great degree. It engaged me in the reality of advancing. Even some of the teachings that you have incorporated, you've infused me with some teachings, which I have given you credit for, but it changed me.
Yeah.
The idea of Samuel, don't just pray for blessings. Pray for you to become a blessing to people you know. Pray for you to become an answered prayer. It's way beyond us. It does away with the myopic sort of narcissistic Christianity where it's all about me, but rather it's about the unity of the body. It's about the church. It's not about my personality. Here's what I discovered in this journey of Elijah to Elisha, of to a lesser degree, we are not Elijah and Elisha. Maybe Batman and Robin. I don't know. I don't want to be Robin. Do I have to be Robin? I just can't do the tights. But James to Sam, here's what I discovered. I discovered that when your hunger is greater than your fear, nothing can stop you. I discovered that when you are driven by anointing and not by ambition, nothing can stop you. I discovered that when your integrity is greater than your influence, nothing can stop you. And that's why I wrote the book to a great degree, inspired by so many things, including our journey. I wrote this book because 1 Kings 19:19, we have Elisha pushing a plow. What a story. This should be a movie. He's pushing a plow. Elijah, after having a moment of de facto depression, right? After the great encounter on Mount Carmel and the fire descending, he hears Jezebel's threat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kill you in 24 hours. 1 Kings 19:2. So what does Elijah do? He drank the Kool-Aid. He was controlled by fear. Right now, to a great degree, we are looking at the regurgitation of the Jezebelian spirit of controlling people with fear. Mm-hmm. Fear controls. Faith emancipates. Faith sets people free. Fear controls. There is a battle between fear and faith right now.
That's right.
And right now, everything we read and hear is about fear, fear, fear. We need to push back. And it's faith. Our identity in Christ will bring an end to captivity in life. Yes. Let me repeat that. Our identity in Christ will bring an end to captivity in life. In other words, you are not how you are. You are not even where you are. You are not what others did to you, and you are not what you even did to yourself. You are who Christ says you are. You are who Christ says you are. It's your identity in Christ that brings an end to captivity in life. In other words, regardless of where you are not where you are in life. You are who you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. That identity defines you. This man is pushing a plow. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
A plow. One of the greatest stories in Scripture. A man named Elisha is pushing a plow. The prophet Elijah, with a mantle, comes to him, places his mantle upon him, and walks away like a boss. Like a boss. There's no dialogue. Did you ever read that? Mm-hmm. No, there's no conversation. Like, there's never a conversation that we're privy to between Elijah and Elisha. I mean, visualize this. Here's a man pushing a plow. The man with the mantle, the famous prophet, comes by, looks at the man pushing a plow, places his mantle upon him, walks away, and guess what Elisha does? Let's go of the plow. Follows the man. So I want to speak to every single plow pusher. Every single person who has been pushing the proverbial plow. You've been pushing the plow, breaking ground, and sowing seed in your family, with your children, in your relationships, with your health, with your finances, in your community, in your state, in your region, in your nation. You've been pushing the proverbial plow. You've been breaking ground and sowing seed. Of course, if we do historical contextualization, we know very well that Elisha had the responsibility, with the exception of the day of rest, to do that every single day. Let me put this in perspective. On sunny days and rainy days, Elisha had to push that plow. On days when he was happy and on days when he was sad, he would have to push that plow. In our context, on days when people liked us and on days where they unfollowed us, we would have to push the plow. This is for every plow pusher. And that's why I'm on this program. We've been pushing the plow for the past year and a half, 2 years. This has been a cuckoo for Cocoa Puff season. This has been crazy.
Yeah, really.
Some people have been pushing the plow a lot longer than the last 2 years. And they continue to push the plow and push the plow. Do you think it's a coincidence the plow pusher became the mantle carrier? If you've been pushing the plow, there are people that want to carry the mantle without ever pushing the plow. Doesn't work like that. Galatians 6:9. Do not grow weary of doing what is right.
Right. They thought they were doing right pushing the plow.
Huh.
They were farmers.
They were farmers. They were doing
agricultural world. This is what we do.
But it was the plow pusher that became the mantle carrier. Yep. And there are people that believe that they can carry the mantle without ever pushing the plow of faith, without ever pushing that proverbial plow in life. So to every plow pusher, if you don't know what it is to get up every single day and continue to push ahead and plow ahead on good days and bad days, some days you do it with a smile.
By the way, they were doing it with purpose. They thought they were doing it for fruitfulness and for their family.
Indeed.
And they were faithful at doing work, but God wanted to show them something even greater.
God showed them
greater work.
And because of resilience, because of perseverance, here it comes. Here's the mantle, Galatians 6:9. If you don't grow weary of doing what is right, at the appropriate time, you will reap a harvest of blessings, the Apostle Paul writing, for not giving up. You can't give up. I love that. What a promise from Scripture. It's for every single plow pusher. That mantle shifted Elisha's life and the trajectory of the people of Israel. It just shifted everything. That mantle was upon Elijah. When the Bible says the hand of the Lord, another version would be the empowering presence of God, descended upon the prophet. It's about the Spirit of God, typology for an impartation, the authority of God, the anointing of God upon someone. This Spirit of God thing is powerful. I want to make this clear. We're living in a very complex time, but it's a spiritual time indeed. You can't deny there are spiritual forces at play right now. The spirit of Ahab is alive and well. The spirit of government control, that's Ahab. The spirit of Jezebel is the spirit behind the government. What's driving the government?
It's manipulating.
It's manipulative, coercive.
You to dominate you.
Oh, indeed.
It intimidates you and it dominates you. That is exactly, this is deception. It brings to dissension, division, ultimately to destruction, to death.
That's where you're talking about fear. They bring fear on you, and fear can paralyze somebody.
It does. It'll get you stuck. It even prompted this great prophet to go to a cave and just basically leave his ministry and hide. Mm-hmm. So after his greatest success, all because Jezebel tweeted, "I'm going to kill you in 24 hours." Mm-hmm. Oh, that Twitter account, I'm telling you. Yeah. But that one wasn't banned. Anyway, so this happened. But the Bible says, 1 Kings 18, that the power of God descended upon the man of the mantle. It's about the Spirit of God. We have the spirit of Ahab today alive and well, the spirit of Jezebel. We have the spirit of Baal, spirit of sacrificing the young. James, Betty, they're coming after our kids. Who's they? Spiritual powers, principalities, ideologies, philosophies, constructs. It's after our children and our children's children. If you believe this battle is about you and me and us, it isn't. It's about our children and our children's children. What we do in our generation will determine what our children will reap in the next generation. It's up to us. That's why we can't drink the Kool-Aid. All these spirits are alive and well, but I want to remind the audience, there is still one spirit more powerful than Ahab, Jezebel, and Baal. That's why we can't drink the Kool-Aid of mass media and social media platforms. The most powerful spirit in America and around the world is not Ahab, Baal, or Jezebel. It is still the spirit of Almighty God. The spirit of God. Can I get a tight shot here? I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to do this. This may be edited afterwards, which it happens. Well, there goes post-production. I come from California. In California, the restrictive measures during COVID were of such degree, I kid you not, do your Google due diligence, that the governor even said I couldn't have a home service with my family. I couldn't have a church service or a home service with my family in my own home. This is the government of the great U.S. of A. telling me that I can't pray with my family at home. I just want to make this clear. There is no Supreme Court decision. There's not an executive order, a legislative initiative, a law, or a social media campaign that has the power to stop the Holy Spirit of God from moving. Nothing. You can't cancel the Holy Spirit. You can't deplatform the Holy Spirit. You can't defund the Holy Spirit. The most powerful spirit upon this nation and the world today is still the Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
That's why we have to persevere with power.
And he received a double portion anointing, which is precisely what I simply prayed over you that you referred to in AT&T Stadium. And I have seen that in you, and I'm watching it continue. We are, before we leave the air today, and I'm really hoping you'll go online and you'll get this book, or you will decide, I'm going to help set captives free. One of the things we tell this audience, you can become not just one who prays, you can become the answer to someone's prayer. You can become the miracle people long for and need. You can be the one who delivers the miracle and the answer to prayer, and they love it. If you help us be a miracle in someone who's being trafficked sexually and you'd like to have this book, we're also sending you Sheila Walsh's book, which is so appropriate, Holding On When You Want to Let Go. This is powerful, powerful truth. I want to point something out. God says that all authority is from God. Therefore, we pray for those in authority. And true prophets and preachers and pastors and shepherds speak truth to authority. They never fear the authority. They speak uncompromising truth in unconditional redemptive love to power. But when you have the wrong power in place, this is what we don't seem to understand in a free country where we have the right as well as responsibility to choose the right wise leaders or we will lose freedom. So here's what I want you to see. If authority, God says, corrects evildoers. If we're the evildoers who put the wrong people in power, who are trying to take control, manipulate, and dominate, right, and teach us to depend, that is punishment because we're losing the basics of freedom. We're finding ourselves in bondage. So, in fact, authority is still punishing the evildoers. And even in a free society, even in a democracy, a constitutional republic, we can have the people we put in power punishing us by the things they pass. If the Church of Jesus Christ would stand up like the family God envisions us being, the family that loves God, that loves our neighbor, that loves one another, that moves together no longer like the Hatfields and the McCoys and dividing and starting new camps and new tribes. We come together like a family in supernatural power. That's called the Church of the Living God. That's called the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And God says of His church, the gates of deception, the gates of hell, of Jezebel, of all of the rotten leaders throughout history and biblically, they cannot prevail. We don't have to lose our freedom to the deceiver and the manipulator. Are you listening? Do you realize if we would stand up as a healthy body of Christ, as the Church of the Living God, we could walk over the enemy's intentions? Father, I'm praying that right now. I'm praying that Your people will stand up, that shepherds will stand up and tell the entire flock to get in the shelter of the Almighty, in the shadow of God, and live with the watch care of the greatest shepherd, the Lord who is our shepherd, and know that You will lead us to green pastures. You will see us through any challenge. You will prepare a table before us in the presence of all these enemies and anoint our head with oil, and goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life, regardless of what the devil's doing and the deceiver. Sammy, in the next few months, we could see the greatest move of God in the history of the planet. We could literally see the enemy's intentions totally overthrown by the family of God looking like a healthy family, loving each other, loving our neighbor because we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Would you right now say, count me in? Would you just say that? Sammy, I want you to pray a double portion anointing on every person that's watching right now.
Heavenly Father, right now, just like Elisha received from the prophet Elijah, a greater impartation, a greater anointing, a mantle symbolic of spiritual authority for their corresponding time and generation, I pray for every single person here who has been pushing life's plow in family, in home, in marriage, in community, in our nation, in our circumstances. You've been pushing the plow with your children in all of your circumstances. Lord, I pray for an anointing. I pray for a heavenly deposit that will define them forevermore. Lord, thank You that Elisha has never been identified as the plow pusher. He is the man who inherited a greater anointing. We will not be defined by what we have been pushing. We will be defined by what we carry. The glory of the risen Christ indeed. In the name of Jesus, receive that mantle. Receive that anointing. Receive the full cognizant acknowledgement of the finished work of Christ in Jesus' name.
Amen. You can just open your eyes right there and just say, Father, You're right here in the room. The resurrected Jesus said, I'm coming to live in You, the same Jesus. I want You to fill me now. Not to overflowing, just as Sammy prayed. I want a double portion of who You
are.
And we want to be the healthy body. We want to be the family that looks like the ultimate perfect Father. Let's be that. Sammy, I pray everyone who can will get the book. You might want to get one for a friend, so let's pray together. I want to show you something. And our viewers, Sammy, they're the most amazing people. I think you're an example of what God wants us all to be. You notice the unnoticed. You notice the least of these, and you put God's arms of love around them. One of the most awful scenes on this earth are precious children and girls that are being trafficked sexually, used by people in bondage to money, but also in people in bondage to sex, who will use them to try to satisfy appetites that the world and the devil can never satisfy. We can set them free. I want you to watch closely. Listen to what Sheila says.
I'm riding in a tuk-tuk in the red light district here in Southeast Asia. And it can look, you know, some of them almost look kind of glamorous. You know, the girls are smiling and inviting men to come in and have a drink, and when it's daylight and there's no one watching them, their pimps are not watching them. And the difference is unbelievable. Then it's not smiles and makeup, then it's tears and brokenness and hopelessness. And underneath the makeup and the short skirts, there's just a little girl. They're just little girls, like your daughters. This is a place of absolute living hell. There's not one girl in these streets, and I don't care whether she's smiling and calling people in, there's not one girl here who values their life, because they think, if you can be sold every night, what are you worth? I asked one of the girls that we met today, who on this earth cares for you? And she said, no one. There's no one who cares for me. And we want each one of these girls to know there is a God in heaven who cares for you. Let me tell you, if there's any place where the body of Christ should be showing up and caring for people, it's on these streets of this red light district, where these girls are being sold every night, time after time after time. You and I, as God's sons and daughters, we've got to be the ones telling these girls, you have a future and you have a purpose and you have a hope, and there is a God who loves you. They need our help, and they need it now.
We are literally putting God's arms of love around those precious girls. You heard it in the passion and compassion in Sheila's voice. Here's what I'd like you to know. Betty, all of our viewers are noticing the least and the unnoticed. But those who have been used and trafficked and damaged, isn't it unbelievable that something as beautiful and as wonderful as a sexual relationship that could only be created by a great God could be so twisted and so perverted that a person never really enjoys what God intended for them? They're in a mad pursuit in the wrong places and the wrong ways to try to find something wonderful. And we're in the process of destroying it and destroying the lives of those girls. Do you realize the men that use those girls and then the ones that get them and sell them, they're in total bondage. Yeah. They're in the grip of hell. They're not happy. They're not finding what they're looking for. They're never finding satisfaction. But these girls, they didn't ask for this trap. They did not ask for this bondage, this prison. And you can break the shackles. Yes, you can. Here's what we do. In Rescue Life, we reach out, we rescue them, and we begin the restoration process. Our mission workers have told us that in the last weeks, over 600 of these precious girls in various areas have been totally set free from that captivity. And the restoration process has begun, where they've got a whole new life. You gave them that miracle. Jesus gave his life for that miracle. You gave your prayers and your support. You supported that, and you made it possible. You became the miracle answer to prayer. I want you right now, I want you to go get a bank card. If you want to write a check, you know you're going to make it life. But I want you to call that number and tell us you're making it, because we have to have your help. Now, here's what it takes. An average of $128 to rescue one, to start this process. We have a group of supporters who watch and care so deeply about this. They're offering right now $320,000 to match whatever you give. If it's $128 to rescue one, you give $64, you've rescued one. You give $128, you didn't just help rescue one, but two. I so often say, how about rescuing as many as you can? $1,280 rescues 10. No, now it's 20. It doubles. Think about it. How many you can set free from the bondage and captivity of this horrible lifestyle? Would you right now go get your bank card? Would you use it like a check? Go online or dial the number. You make the gift God leads you to give, because you're giving those girls freedom and life. You're giving them a future. We have some gifts to send you. We'll send you Sheila's book. It's going to be a blessing. Sammy's book that we've talked about, if you want it, you say, would you send it? We have some other gifts that are going to be enjoyable for you to have, for both you and then your little children. You're going to be blessed by what we send. But the blessing you share is indescribable. and it's eternal. Please make that gift as God directs. It will be doubled.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to educate children at risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's brand new book, Holding On When You Want to Let Go, a lifeline of hope for those who feel their life is falling apart. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Beauty Out of Ashes puzzle set, featuring an image taken by our team while on a trip to the mission field. This 500-piece puzzle forms a beautiful portrait of hope in the midst of despair. Included is a 24-piece puzzle for your children and grandchildren. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we're asking you to share freedom. That's really what we try to do every day on Life Today, is share freedom in life. Sheila is such a blessing, and this is a tremendous book. It will meet you right where you are. This, I think, is a challenge for us to become what a double anointing will allow us to become in His power. I think it'll bless you. You help us get God's arms around these precious girls and boys, and we'll enable you, I believe, to touch more people with that love. Samuel, will you be back and do another show? Can we talk some more about this?
I would be honored.
Let's talk about the body of Christ, really looking at what the Father wants it to look like.
Let's do it.
All right. Don't miss the next show. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks for sharing life today.
Why don't you come? Tell me. I'll be your refuge. Hide under my wing. Hey, you can rest your head. And don't you worry.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.